At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm on an island. Sometimes I feel like I make a take and like I'm just like out there in this different stratosphere somewhere else that's not the Milky Way galaxy, because when I share this take, you know, bullets and arrows are just being shot towards Minnesota Tim, but you know what? I'm willing to take it. And even though it feels like sometimes I'm on a different island, I'm not afraid, as Eminem once said. I'm going to deliver regardless of what you have to say. It's my take. It's my opinion. I'm going to share it regardless of what you have to say. So throughout this whole NFL draft process, I have been consistent on one thing, multiple things. But the one big thing was that J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Minnesota Viking. But J.J. McCarthy is not worth the Minnesota Vikings trading multiple first-round picks to try to get. That's been my take all off-season. Mel Kiper, ESPN's Mel Kiper, just predicted another mock draft saying that the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade multiple first-round picks to the Los Angeles Chargers at number 5 overall to select J.J. McCarthy, which would mean that Jim Harbaugh would have to swallow a lot of pride to make that deal happen for the Minnesota Vikings. And the Arizona Cardinals wouldn't trade back with the Giants, Broncos, or somebody else like the Las Vegas Raiders to draft J.J. McCarthy. But Greg Cosell, he's been a part of NFL films for 40-something years. He's been there for a long time, a guy that studies tape, a guy that breaks it down. And he has recently joined a podcast, and he said that he doesn't think the tape showed that J.J. McCarthy is a first-round pick. And this is what I've been saying all offseason. He was in the perfect system to be a game manager. And, you know, my biggest pet peeve is that J.J. McCarthy, and I get why he does it. I mean, it sells its own stock. But when people buy into it is what bothers me. When people say, my DNA, what is your DNA? Oh, my DNA is winning. I won a high school championship. I won a collegiate championship. Oh, and now I'm going into the NFL with these championships on my resume. I despise people that come with I won a high school championship and I won a college championship before entering a professional sports league. Okay, maybe your DNA was winning against a bunch of players that aren't going to be in the NFL, but now you are playing the best of the best every single week in the NFL. So if you're going into the NFL and you don't win a Super Bowl, or you don't win a bunch of games, was your DNA really winning? It's easy to win high school championships if you're going to be an NFL player. You should win a collegiate championship if you're an NFL player on a college roster and you have a bunch of NFL players surrounding you on that college roster. And also you're coached by one of the greatest head coaches collegiately and in the NFL of all time. It's not like you had a roster that was subpar in college and then you won a championship like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Not that they won championships, but they had the subpar roster. It's not like you took this bottom feeder collegiate football team and took them to new heights. I'm sure it was the same with his high school championship that he won. So when I hear this, oh, my DNA is winning because I won multiple championships, I see that in the NBA draft all the time. People come into this situation in the NBA draft and say, oh, why do you think you're going to be a successful NBA player? Because I won in the college and high school ranks. Okay, well, good luck trying to do that with the worst team in the NBA. Good luck trying to do that with these Charlotte Bobcats, okay? Good luck trying to take that winning DNA from college and from high school and transfer that to the worst roster in the league. Winning DNA. Give me a break. So, J.J. McCarthy, he's predicted to go to the Minnesota Vikings. I think it's destiny that he lands with the Minnesota Vikings. And you know what? I said the same thing about Kirk Cousins all offseason. You know, there's stances that I feel really strong about, and this is a stance that I feel supremely strong about because of what the situation looks like. The Patriots, I believe they're drafting a quarterback, probably Drake May. The Commanders, they're probably drafting Jaden Daniels, and we know the Bears are selecting Caleb Williams. While you do cross of elimination, who's left for the Minnesota Vikings, and it's J.J. McCarthy. It's not that hard to figure out. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a Minnesota Viking, and multiple draft mocks have predicted that to be true, like ESPN's Mel Kiper. I've seen other ones do the exact same thing. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen just because somebody predicts it's going to happen, like Mel Kiper. They're wrong all the time. But I do believe that the tea leaves and the breadcrumbs are pointing towards J.J. McCarthy being a Minnesota Viking because the Minnesota Viking loves the idea of having a quarterback that's good out of play action. He's athletic, so he can move around a little bit. And I just believe that's what's going to happen for the Minnesota Vikings. But you heard it here first. You've heard it here all offseason. J.J. McCarthy is not worth trading up for, but I do believe that it's going to happen. Greg Cosell just said it again. I don't think the tape spoke to being a first-round pick. And why do you think that is? The tape spoke to him not being a first-round pick because he didn't have to do anything at Michigan. Hand the ball off 32 straight times to beat Penn State. So many games in his collegiate career, he didn't throw for 200 yards. Even against Washington, the national championship game, he didn't do a lot. He wasn't asked to do a lot. The tape doesn't show it. But he's a good-looking quarterback. He's good off play action. He's in the NFL system. Oh, and his DNA is winning. Give me a break. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And if you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button right there. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for making this podcast and this episode a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.